The Friend Who Forgives, a true story about how Peter failed and Jesus forgave. A long time ago, there was a man named Peter who was best friends with Jesus. Peter was a fisherman. He was strong and brave, but he often said the wrong thing. Do you ever talk before you think? That's what Peter did, again and again and again. Peter loved fish. In fact, one day, he and Jesus had fish for breakfast. Fish for breakfast? That's kind of weird. But we will save that part of the story until the end. One day, when Jesus first called Peter to follow him, can you guess what Peter was doing? That's right, Peter was fishing. "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men," Jesus told him. Can you imagine that? Peter fishing for men? Jesus explained that just as Peter liked to search for fish, Jesus had come to search for people who needed forgiveness. Peter loved being friends with Jesus. He saw Jesus do lots of amazing things. One time, Peter's mother-in-law was sick. Jesus healed her. Another time, Peter was about to drown in a storm and Jesus saved him. Slowly, Peter realized that Jesus was more than a friend. He was God. He would never let Peter down. But sometimes, Peter let Jesus down. Like the time Jesus explained to his friends that he had to die on the cross, but that he would come back to life to offer forgiveness. "All of you will run away. You're going to say you're not my friends," Jesus said. Peter spoke up right away. He did that a lot. Peter said, "I will never do that." But Jesus told him, "Before the rooster crows in the morning, you will say 3 times that you're not my friend." "I would never do that. Jesus is my best friend," Peter thought. When the soldiers came to take Jesus to the cross, Peter pulled out his sword to stop them. "Put your sword away, Peter," Jesus said. "My Father says this must happen." Jesus let the soldiers take him to a courtyard to stand trial. Peter followed from far away. "Aren't you one of Jesus's friends?" a young girl asked as she opened a gate for Peter to enter the courtyard. What do you think Peter said?
"No, I don't know Jesus."
It was a cold night, so Peter walked over to a fire where some people were warming. "Aren't you one of Jesus's friends?" someone asked Peter. What do you think Peter said?
"No, I don't know Jesus."
Then someone else stepped forward and looked closely at Peter. "Yes, you are one of Jesus's friends, aren't you?" he said. What do you think Peter said?
"No, I don't know Jesus."
Right then, at that very moment, a rooster crowed. Jesus turned around and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you are not my friend." Peter was so sad. He knew he had failed Jesus again and again and again. He didn't just need to find other people who needed forgiving. He needed forgiving too. Peter felt terrible. He ran out of the courtyard and he cried and cried and cried. Peter had let his best friend down, and now it was too late because the soldiers had taken Jesus away to be killed. But Peter didn't stay sad because Jesus didn't stay dead. 3 days later was the first Easter Sunday when Jesus came back to life to offer people forgiveness. But would he forgive Peter for failing so badly? One day, Jesus went looking for Peter. Where do you think Jesus found him? That's right, Peter and his friends were fishing. Jesus called to them from the beach. Peter jumped out of the boat into the water and rushed to the beach to see Jesus. And this is where Jesus and Peter had fish for breakfast. Fish for breakfast? That is weird. Peter was so happy to see Jesus alive, but would Jesus forgive him? Peter wasn't sure. Maybe Jesus wouldn't want to talk to him. Maybe Jesus wouldn't want to be friends with him. But yes, Jesus did want to talk to Peter. And yes, Jesus did want to forgive Peter. Wow! And since Peter had said he didn't know Jesus three times, Jesus gave Peter the chance to say three times, "I love you, Jesus." That's how Peter became a forgiven fisher of men. Peter spent the rest of his life telling people about his best friend, Jesus. He told them that if they put their trust in Jesus, he would forgive them again and again and again. That's because Jesus was Peter's best friend. He forgave him again and again and again. And if you trust in Jesus, he will forgive you too, again and again and again.